The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. The Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Remember I said I was friends with Victoria Jackson, who was on Saturday Night Live for like 6 years? Yeah, that's not true. We're acquaintances at best. Folks, here she is, Victoria.
Hi, Eric.
How you doing?
Maybe if we talk for 30 minutes, we'll be more than acquaintances.
Yeah, maybe. Listen, Victoria, you know... You're often, when I think of your career, I think of not just SNL, but I think of Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show. And did you ever get any time with Carson, or was it just at the desk? Like, because people say he was very aloof.
First of all, please don't think I'm vain if you see my ring light reflected in my glasses.
Please don't what?
Don't think I'm vain.
If I see your ring light, what's that?
That's that fantastic invention that takes away all the wrinkles.
Wait a minute. If you hadn't mentioned it, nobody would know.
Oh, I noticed people's ring lights reflected in their glasses.
Yeah, but you're a show business person, Victoria. If you hadn't have said it, no one would have known. I can't believe you did that. Why do you do that to yourself? Okay, now look. You got to tell us. Carson.
Self-deprecating.
Let's focus on what's unimportant. Johnny Carson. Did you get any time with him?
I will talk about Johnny Carson. I just want to thank my daughters for giving me the ring light for Christmas. That's the perfect gift for an aging actress. Okay, Johnny Carson. He was kind of aloof, but he saved all the energy for the interview. So if I passed him in the hall at NBC while he was going into makeup and I was leaving the makeup department, he wouldn't start chatting. He would politely nod or smile. Because I was on there like 20 times, 18 with him and once with Chandling and once with someone else. But anyway, so like 18 times. So, but as the times kept going, he got a little more talkative in the hallway. One time I said, wow, look at your abs.
And Wait. Look at your abs? How were you able to see his abs?
Well, he was wearing this tight t-shirt and like, I think he thought I was hitting on him.
Johnny
but really
Carson
wasn't.
Was wearing a tight A t-shirt so tight that you could notice his abs, Victoria?
Yes, and my father was a gymnastics coach, and all I heard my whole life was, more sit-ups, more sit-ups. So I noticed things like that. And then I said, Johnny, no one can see that you're in such good shape because you're always wearing a jacket. And I kind of think he thought I was flirting with him, but I really wasn't. But anyway, one time he talked to me in the commercial, I think it was that time, and he said, are you really getting divorced? I think so. I think he said that.
Wow.
Anyway.
But you're not sure. I just want to make sure that you're not sure. Is that the issue?
I was like, what? And then it goes, bah, 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 bah. So basically, I gave him a Bible. When I read in the tabloids that he had had a heart attack, I actually sent him a Bible with his name engraved on it.
What? I can't believe you never told me this before.
I thought I
did.
So
what do I need to? I need to have a heart attack before you'll send me a Bible with my name engraved on it? Shame on you, Vicky. No, seriously, you really did that? You sent him a Bible with his name engraved on it?
Well, let me tell you, I want him to go to heaven, not hell, which no one will talk about. There is a hell. Jesus even said it.
Oh, we're going to edit that out on this program. We can't have that kind of talk. Okay, so yeah. So you sent him a Bible with his name. He never mentioned it, though, did he?
He sent me the cutest note back. But did I mess up my screen? Okay. Basically, I still had a phone number of his old secretary. Because, like, how do you send a Bible
How old was she?
I don't know.
Well, you said she was old. I thought I'd ask the question.
Oh, no, to his secretary from when I used to be
She was so old. Okay, go ahead. You had the phone number of his old secretary and?
And so I called her and asked for his address. And she gave it to me, his home address. So I sent him a box of candy and Play-Doh and a VHS of my act, because when he knew me, I only had 12 minutes and I had now had an hour. And I said, I hope that you know, this will cheer you up. And then the Bible with his name engraved on it, which was funny because when I was getting it engraved, the guy said, Johnny Carson, like, you know, you're having Johnny Carson engraved on a Bible. Like it was, you know, I was like, yep, he needs one too. And I think I put a track of how to be saved in it. But anyway, I sent him the package, and he sent me the sweetest thank you note, which I can't find. It used to be on my wall for like 20 years because I didn't want to lose it. It was framed. It said something like, thank you so much for the care package. If it doesn't work, I hold you personally responsible.
Now that is funny. I wonder if it's one of his staff writers wrote that or if Johnny himself wrote that. It sounds like Johnny wrote it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know why I asked you about Johnny Carson, among other things? There's a reason I asked you. Because you see the tan that I'm wearing right now? Oh, this is not makeup. This is a real tan from the sun, 93 million miles away. Don't ask me how I do it, but I do it. And the other day, I had as my guest on this program, Paul Anka. Did you know that I had Paul Anka on the program?
Yes.
You did? How did you know that, Vicky? Come on, be honest.
Because you told me.
I told you? Okay, never mind. If you subscribe to my newsletter, like all my friends are, ericmetaxas.com, you'd get the video of me talking to Paul Anka. But Paul Anka, we talked about his tan. He has this amazing tan. And I said, I want a Paul Anka tan, you know, like he has. And he said, you just go out in the sun and it just happens. And I tried it. And look at this. Is this amazing or what? But while I was talking to Paul Anka, one of the things that came up, and I'm wondering if you knew this, that's why I brought up Paul Anka. Did you know that he wrote the theme song to The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson?
I didn't. I knew it, then I forgot it, and then you told me last week, so now I know it again.
But isn't that amazing?
Yes, because he made a lot of money on that.
Well, that's good. But also, like, we all know the song.
You know, it's a great song. He deserves that.
Anyway, that's all the information I have to share with you today. Well, Victoria, what can we talk about? What about death? You want to talk about death?
Death has visited me this summer in a mighty big way, and that's all I can think about now.
Is that true? Seriously?
Yes. My brother died. Did you know that?
Well, I did know that, and that's really heartbreaking.
I know your
mom passed away. No, I know that. I know that. Oh, please don't leave. We don't have to go to a commercial break yet, Vicky. There she is.
This is my brother.
You know, it's so great that you have such comedic instincts that you can turn suicide into a gag.
This is my brother.
All right, that's a little better. Thank you. Now, that's really tragic. I don't know if you want to talk about this. This really, it was upsetting to me when you told me this, but he was troubled, I guess, is how you'd put it.
No, he wasn't troubled. He was an architect, and he lived in L.A., and he was never married, and he worked on his house for 20 years, designing these curved staircases and everything, you know. He was an architect. It was his project. Half of it was like looked like a construction site, and the other half looked like a gorgeous hand design. Anyway, do you have to go to commercial?
Only if you want me to.
Well, you look like you have to.
I do? I got the look on my face like a little kid. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom.
I just want,
I got to go to the bathroom. Mommy. And you realize that there's that look. I think he has to go. Yeah, we've got to go. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Oh, hello. Folks, I'm talking to my acquaintance, Victoria Jackson. Hey, Vicky.
Well, we're getting to know each other.
Yeah, we're getting to know each other. But look, you're sharing some heavy stuff. I mean, because you really are a friend, not an acquaintance. You shared with me that your brother took his life, your mother, whom I've met via Zoom, that she passed away. But I don't know, do you want to share this on the program? Like, it's just sort of heavy. You do?
Everybody dies, so let's talk about it.
All right. I'd love to be assumed into heaven like Elijah or, you know.
Well, a lot of I forgot what I was going to say, but everybody dies. But here's the thing. One of the best things about the Bible is it gives us hope for after death. And I want to tell people that you don't have to be sad about death. Jesus conquered it. He has victory over death. He rose from the dead physically, and we can too if we believe in him. And I've been reading all these verses about heaven and hell and death, and I'm happier than ever because I think my brother was born again. He seemed very cynical about Jesus in his latter years. But we had some deep talks, and I think he went forward when he was a child and accepted Jesus into his heart. So, you know, I think he's in heaven. My mother died 2 weeks later. But I just wanted to point out that the COVID cutbacks is what started his depression, because COVID has affected more people economically than physically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is the first time in our lives we're seeing what bad government and bad elected leaders can do. They have real power at times like this, and we've never seen how horrible it can be. And now we've been seeing it. And so, yeah, people's lives have been ruined financially, emotionally, and the people who are locking us down and doing they don't seem to care. They don't use that as a metric. All they care about is, I don't know, the number of infections or something like that. But so you're saying that affected your brother. I'm very sorry to hear this.
Well, I'm trying to say that he was fine until COVID cutbacks made his company fire him because he was making the most money. He'd been there the longest, et cetera. That led into a spiral of depression because then he didn't have health care and he didn't think he could keep his house and his fiance left him. And it's hard for a person when they get knocked down so, you know, so many big things. You know, he had an infection that he didn't take care of because he didn't have health insurance. And so it turned into sepsis. It's like a mystery. I've been going through all of his papers, and I found out he was in the hospital the week before he committed suicide. That's not, you're not supposed to say committed. Someone said you're not supposed to say committed. He shot himself. And I think he was a Christian. So I thought of
it's
Rick
just
Warren.
So heartbreaking. And I don't think I've ever talked about it on this program, the subject, but it is, it's so heartbreaking. It is so heartbreaking. I'm just so sorry you had to go through that.
I feel like if I would have been there like 10 minutes before, I could have said, come on, snap out of it, which we did for a year. We were trying to help him not be depressed. But anyway, people should talk about real stuff. And I believe he believed in Jesus. And I think he's with Jesus. And my dad and my mom, this is what happened. It was kind of like a black comedy. We're out in L.A. trying to gather his things. And my 88-year-old mother with a cane tips over and there's mountains in L.A. His house was on a mountain. His driveway was an incline. She took a step forward and fell on her face, hit her head, went to the ER. I think she got COVID there. She got COVID. She died of COVID pneumonia 2 weeks later. And then me and Paul got COVID. We just healed from it. I have the secret cure for it, if you want to know.
What?
Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and a steroid inhaler, budesonide.
So you took those things, and you and Paul are fine.
Yeah, and you have to get them underground because
you got to get them on the black market in Bulgaria. But you said hydrochloroquine.
Quinn.
Hydrochloroquine. I've heard it pronounced hydrochloroquine, but.
To get them underground because the media and the government are suppressing the cure for COVID.
But isn't this hard to believe how horrible the times we're living? I mean, it's an astonishing thing that what you're saying is true, that they don't want us to talk about these therapeutics for many reasons. I don't know why, but when Trump talked about hydrochloroquine, when he talked about ivermectin, people are like, well, if Trump said it, it's of the devil, so we don't want to hear about it. And you think, wow, are we that nuts? And evidently the answer is yes. And so the reason I do this program in part is to give people hope that, no, we all know that we're living in insane times. And if you know that, you are sane, and we need to encourage each other.
My Vanderbilt doctor she patronized me when I brought up ivermectin, and she gave us no alternative medical cure for the thing. They don't care about the cure. Population control, they want everyone to die. The government wants everyone to get a vaccine, but they won't tell anyone how to cure it if you get it. My doctor Sandra, my underground doctor, Dr. Lee and Dr. Sandra.
She's not literally underground. You mean that metaphorically?
Yeah, because they can get ivermectin.
Yeah. We got a stash of that stuff. We keep it with the ammo.
She told me that she's furious with the government and the media because they're suppressing the truth of how to cure it, and she's not even a Republican.
Well, don't you find it interesting is that people are waking up. You don't need to be pro-Trump. You don't need to be Republican. You don't need to be a Christian. People with common sense are just waking up. They're seeing these things, and what I find interesting is that they are also seeing that patriots and Christians tend to be on the right side of these issues, which is a curious moment in the culture.
Yeah. I have some friends that are flipping over from the left to the right. And I'm like, wow, cool.
Things are that bad that they're willing to consider that maybe conservative principles. Wouldn't it be great if some of the rhino people in Congress and the Senate flipped over and actually became, like representatives of the people? Wouldn't that be a nice gesture?
Yes, well, I would like truth. I would like people to tell the truth. Hey, Eric, I heard that today, Friday at 1 o'clock, the recount of Arizona is going to be publicized. Did you hear that?
No. I keep hearing like tidbits about, oh, it's just around the corner. Just look around the corner. It's like Robert De Niro when he tells, what's the woman, the actress who played Malfi in the Sopranos, when he tells her, it's just around the corner. Go ahead. Go ahead. And anyway, I got to tell you.
I worked with her.
But why can't we think of her name? I'm embarrassed.
I'll think of it.
She played Dr. Malfi. She was in Goodfellas.
She walks like that. Lorraine Bracco.
Lorraine Bracco. Come on.
Yeah. She's very talented.
Oh, she's very talented. Absolutely.
That movie, the one about the mafia. Well, guess what? I was there on her first day of acting here in America.
In America? What do you mean America? Where'd she come over from?
Well, I was doing the movie The Pickup Artist with Robert Downey Jr. I was playing the role of Lulu. And Harvey Keitel was my boyfriend. I was a mall.
A mafia mall named Lulu?
Yeah. And so I was supposed to be in his car waiting for him. And then Robert Downey comes up and flirts with me. And he goes, Lulu, what's your name? So anyway, I was on the set. Warren Beatty was producing it, but he took his name off of it. And he was there, Warren Beatty. And so Lorraine Bracco comes up with Harvey Keitel. They were dating at the time. And I saw the conversation. Harvey was like, I want her in this scene. And they're like, what? And I was thinking, I have two lines. You're putting another girl in the scene? Is she going to get my lines? You know.
Suddenly it's a zero-sum game. Wow. So Lorraine Bracco made her bones on the back of my friend and acquaintance, Victoria Jackson. She shoved you out using Keitel as muscle.
No, I got to keep my lines. What they did was they made her come over and say one line. Maybe that's how she got in Screen Actors Guild. I don't know. She said like hi or something. So she comes over. She gets in the pink convertible. And I'm like, who's she? And then he drives off. And so she got a line and I didn't lose my lines. And
okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about this and other utterly unimportant trivial stuff with Victoria Jackson.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Victoria Jackson. Vicky, we were just talking about something that really has no bearing on anything, and I'd like to continue. You were talking about the Arizona recount. I keep hearing that, you know, it's going to be this week, just around the corner, right there. It's right there. And it's like following the breadcrumbs into the forest, and the birds eat the breadcrumbs, and then you don't know which way to get back to democracy in America. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm weaving in the founding fathers with Hansel and Gretel. I hope you don't mind.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's deep.
How about three books coming that you're writing? You're writing three books now.
Well, no, it's actually one book. It's going to be in one volume. But my friend John Zmirek said it's like three books. And he's right. When I was writing it, I thought this is kind of like three books in one, because the first part is faith and science, some mind-blowing stuff, you'll see. The second part is biblical archaeology, also some mind-blowing stuff that people just They're not almost not going to believe it, but it's true. And then the third thing is just arguments about what is the new atheism and how silly it is, really. The new atheists are it's kind of embarrassing. I was astounded to see how little they had. But but that book is coming out soon. It's called Is Atheism Dead? And I want people to thank you for teeing me up. I want to tell my audience, folks, I'm begging you to pre-order it. Because if you go to my website, ericbataxis.com, and you see the link to pre-order it, there's places where you can pre-order it where it is literally $14.97. This is a 430-page hardcover book with color photos, blah, 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 blah. It's supposed to be $28, $14.97. But you have to pre-order it soon, please. So where were we? We were talking about Paul Anka. We were talking about death. We were talking about the Arizona recount. Yeah, so the Arizona recount, do you think – I mean, are you following this more closely than I am? Probably.
No. But I have a prayer group every day that prays for America, and I'm hearing lots of rumors about it coming out. If we could get the truth and the recount of Arizona and prove that Trump won there, it can open the door to other states showing that Trump won there, and maybe we can kick out the senile imposter and replace him with the guy who really won.
Okay, but wait. According to my friend Jenna Ellis, who was one of the president's lawyers, who's a constitutional scholar, was that your stomach? What was that noise?
That's my dog.
Oh, you have a dog. Thank goodness. I was going to say, because he needed to change your diet. Wow. But we were just talking about the fact that Jenna Ellis, I was just saying, Jenna Ellis has said that even if it's proved that Biden didn't win, she says, I'm not sure that I agree, but she says there's no constitutional path by which the person who didn't get elected or who was actually elected but it wasn't installed could be made president. So the way I see it, it would have to be something that God does, because I don't see constitutionally, according to what she was saying. But it does strike me that there may be a way if the American people really are shown that the election was stolen, which I believe is going to happen, it's going to be it's a conundrum for Americans to think, okay, wow, we feel pretty stupid. Now what do we do? That's going to be an interesting moment.
The first thing we have to do is fix the election system. So get rid of the Dominion machines and do a paper by hand showing your ID vote. The simple old fashioned way, paper and pencil and pen, not pencil.
You know, you're pretty knowledgeable about this stuff. You know, you kind of play a ditzy blonde, but the reality is behind that ditzy persona, you're read up on this kind of stuff. I'm very impressed that you know about this.
Thank you. So I wanted to tell you, these are my mother's rings. My mother died, and I keep thinking, was I a good enough nurse? What did I do wrong? So I have that. You know, I keep asking Jesus, and he's like, no, you did the best. I mean, I could talk about that for an hour.
But even if you did anything wrong, the Lord doesn't want you to beat up on yourself. And because we all do stuff wrong. I mean, I'm doing stuff wrong right now that I'm sure I'll, you know, a day from now be thinking, you did that wrong. You did this wrong. But God doesn't want us to beat ourselves up. Actually, it's Satan beating us up and making us feel, less than we are in God.
I didn't know she had COVID because everybody has different symptoms. She didn't cough. I didn't know she had COVID.
And you call yourself a doctor? Do you call yourself a doctor?
No.
Well, then,
what's
the problem?
They're practicing medicine anyway. They're still
practicing. They're only practicing.
Oh, and in the hospital, I asked them if they were giving her ivermectin, and they're like, there are no studies that prove ivermectin. Anyway.
They should have just showed you their 666 tattoo, because that would say it all.
So... Norm Macdonald, I can't remember if I told you this story about him, and he just died. Did I tell you the story about how I was in his dressing room and we were going to do stand up? I was opening for him. It might have been Vegas or some casino. And like me and Norm, we never had like long conversations. It was always like one line, one line, one line. like, you know, and it was right before the show. I thought he had to focus on this act and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says to me out of nowhere, "So why didn't we ever date?"
Was he married at this point?
No, he hasn't been married since 90. And I think I know who his girlfriend is.
Okay, now before we go, we're going to call this a cliffhanger, folks. You want to find out the rest of the story? You're going to need to stick around. And if you don't stick around, boy, are you going to miss it. We'll be right back. 47. Didn't think before deciding. Hey, folks, all you out there know that MyPillow doesn't have box stores or any shopping channels. They've been part of this canceled culture, and they want to pass the savings on directly to you so you can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for the classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with promo code ERIC. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, now $24.98 with promo code ERIC, or king size, regularly $89.98, only $29.98 with promo code ERIC. MyPillow is not just pillows. They've got over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers and dog beds, you name it. My promo code, ERIC, also works on mystore.com. You can get my books, and frankspeech.com. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC, or 1-800-978-3057. Who shot JR? That's what you're asking, aren't you? Well, we're not going to answer that question. We're going to talk to Vicky about... Now, Victoria Jackson, you and Norm Macdonald were both on SNL. You knew him. You're talking about... He said to you backstage while you're both doing stand-up, "Hey, how come we never dated?" So what did you say to that? Weren't you married at the time?
Yes. Well, he had just taken a picture with my husband before or after that. But anyway, I was on the show, and then Norm was on after me, like a year or two after I left the show.
SNL, I know.
And then I told you before I discovered him, and I discovered you. Remember, I told you that.
Yeah, exactly. You discovered us.
I did. But anyway, we're backstage, and he goes, "How come we never dated?" And I go, "Because you don't go to church. Because you don't go to church." And then he said, "Oh, that's the deal breaker. Oh, that's the deal breaker."
That sounds about right.
But I like to think that I put a seed in him.
Yeah.
A little seed.
Yeah. Well, I've heard from many places that he had come to faith. I mean, I've heard this many times.
Well, yes. Well, he says it on Larry King. He says, "I'm a Christian and it's not fashionable." And also, this girl put a comment on your Instagram. And she said, her name's Tennille. And she said she went to his show in 2019. And at the end of the show, he said, "Jesus is the only way to heaven." And then he said, "This is my last stand-up show." And he said, "Jesus is the only way to heaven." And then he walked off the stage. And she said, "It was the only thing that wasn't a joke." And we were kind of shocked. "But now I understand," she said. So I have reposted that little Instagram over and over because I think he came to know Jesus as his savior before he died. And that's so awesome. At the beginning of his career, he was using the F word in every sentence. He was using very bad language. If you want, I've been binge watching all of his appearances and starting to talk like him and walk like him and everything. But
hey,
anyway,
Vicky, did you ever see the movie, the Mel Gibson movie called Signs?
Yeah.
Do you know how the kids at the birthday party in Brazil or someplace, they're looking out the window and this creature walks past and they all like scream? Do you remember that?
In the movie?
Yeah, in the movie.
No.
Well, anyway, that just happened behind you.
Oh, yeah. Paul is lurking.
Oh, that's your husband, Paul? Oh, thank the Lord. I thought it was one of those aliens. It was scary because I couldn't quite see.
It's that Lauderdale trick where the person stands behind the performer.
Swing away. Swing away. All right. So Norm MacDonald, isn't it amazing that somebody dies and then suddenly we focus on them? But if he's with the Lord right now, you know, he's a – you talk about a better – people always say he's in a better place. It's not just a better place. It's way better, like so much better we can't even imagine how much better. And that you said it's important we talk about death. And I agree that if we believe what we say – if anybody who says, I'm a Christian, if you don't live – like heaven is better than where you are and that death is a glorious thing. I mean, it's sad because we miss people and whatever, but we act like, you know, they're going to Cleveland. They're not going to Cleveland. They're going to heaven, which is even better than Cleveland.
Well, yeah. Carolyn Ahrens, A-R-E-N-D-S, has a great song called Reaching. She's Canadian too, like Norm. And it's kind of about that we're not at home. We're always reaching. You are reaching for the future. We are reaching for the past. And no matter, we reach for more. We are desperate to discover what is just beyond the thought. Maybe that's what heaven is for.
Wow. Alvin, make a note to edit that out. Seriously, though, that... I get so silly when I'm talking to you, Vicky. I can't help it. That's a compliment.
I had a great ending sentence, but the man walking behind me distracted me from what I was going to tell you.
He did what?
I had a great thought to leave with you, but I forgot.
You forgot? That's all right. We'll find out what it is in heaven. But, you know, seriously, like, you know this and I know this, that somebody dies. You lost your brother. You lost your mother. But we're supposed to behave as though they went home, which is makes it clear this is not home. And so if you like this place, it's nothing to where you're meant to be for eternity with Jesus who died so you could get there. But a lot of times we say we believe it, but we don't act like we believe it. And I think we need to really understand it's true. It's not sort of true.
Yeah. Well, when people die, it makes the Bible come alive to me because it's not just words anymore. It's real. Like, wow, I think they're really still alive with eternal life.
Well, we know Jesus defeated death. Like, he literally destroyed death. So even when you die, you don't die.
Oh, I said to Paul, I said, I hate death. I hate death. And Paul said, we're supposed to. God didn't mean for us to have death in the Garden of Eden. And then Paul said, Jesus is the buttercream icing on death.
Who said that? Your hard-bitten ex-cop husband said Jesus is the what?
Buttercream icing on death.
I don't see him saying that.
Come
that's
and
like
say
the,
it.
That's like the poem about the butterfly. You know when people say they fear death? Like, the question is, yes, actual death we should fear. Because death is, hell is death, right? But
it's from Satan. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Death.
Right.
Death is panic.
But the point is that when we say I fear death, if you die and you are in Jesus, you don't die. So you shouldn't fear passing from this life into the next. You should feel passing from this life into eternal death, which is hell. I wanted to end on a positive note. I think I might have failed. We're out of time,
Jesus
Vicky.
Jesus is the buttercream icing on death. He's victory.
Yeah, the buttercream ice cream on death. That's right out of the church fathers. Thank you, Paul. All right. Now, look, Vicky, we like talking to you. So will you come back on this program? We can just continue the conversation and, you know, tie up all the loose ends.
Eric, thanks for what you're doing. We pray for you. Keep up the good work.
You are a true friend. Vicky, thank you. We'll talk to you very soon, please. Thank you.
The same old town doesn't mean that much to me, to mean that much to you.
another great show today. I think I could say that without hesitation. Chris Himes is with me now. Yes. Chris, how are you?
Hello, happy Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, Thanksgiving week. I love it. Every year, it's like everybody in America takes Thursday and Friday off. You know, Christmas people kind of waver as to which day is which. But Thanksgiving, it's Thursday and Friday and turkey.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you mentioned we had a great show. I know I like to watch basketball, and sometimes I'll go on and watch these highlights of these great, you know, kind of gymnasium best ofs, and someone will make a really great play, and then they just walk out of the gym. Like, they just leave. They say it's not going to get better than that, and they literally, in the middle of the game, they just leave, and everybody's going crazy. And I wonder, is there a radio equivalent? Like, was that show we just did so good that maybe we can just walk off right now? Maybe we should do that.
I will see you later because, that's not good. You know why I got to stick around? And this is amazing because you've even said this, 35% off. How often do you get 35% off? But Nutramedics with an X, Nutramedics.com, if you use the code Eric this week only, Thanksgiving week only, all the way through Sunday, this week only, 35% off, use the code Eric. They give a whopping 50% of their profits to mission work. And my wife and I use it all the time. Eric's family uses it all the time. Zinc and vitamin D3 plus K2 and melatonin, all these great supplements that you use anyway. Why not you get 35% off and give 50%? Their 50% of profits go to mission work. What do you say, Chris?
Yeah, that's pretty great. And actually, vitamin D is more important than ever, obviously, in the age of COVID. My wife actually went in for, I forget what it was, but they kind of just did an incidental blood test. And she thought, you know, she had been getting lots of sunlight and all this stuff. Her vitamin D levels were good. And the doctor's like, oh, by the way, your vitamin D is really low. So be sure to supplement that. She was shocked.
Yep. Well, there you go. Nutramedics.com. Use the code Eric. And of course, mystore.com, mypillow.com. You get slippers, towels, robes, you name it. As long as you name Eric, Eric is the code. And by the way, you see all these other codes. Eric gets the same and sometimes better discounts. So use the code Eric. Eric is a good friend of Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a good friend of Eric. Use the code Eric whenever you go to mypillow.com and buy Eric products there as well. And my store, you can get his books, right? Exactly.
Yeah. And for the holidays, if you do it now, you can still get, you know, get stuff for friends and family. So it's a good time to shop.
But that's true. Right. And American made products too. And you know, you want to stay American made. If you want copies of his book, his new book, and some of the other books, Is Atheism Dead? Autographed copies, go to shopmetaxas.com. The other reason why I like people to go to shopmetaxas.com, because yeah, you got it, not only at amazon.com, but at shopmetaxas.com, you can get Hamster Homes, the children's books for children 5 to 7. I wrote it. The illustrator is a fabulous guy, Valerio Fabretti. But I autographed, and I also put a cartoon drawing of myself. If you go to shopmetaxas.com for that, shopmetaxas.
Very cool. Okay. And there's a new news channel. Did you know about that?
Really, an alternative to the fake news that is running around out there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Salem's newest television news channel, salemnewschannel.com. So if you go to salemnewschannel.com, you will find the new setup. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've checked it out. It's great because they're live. Like, you know, Mike Gallagher, you can watch him live, and Gorka, Sebastian Gorka, right? And the whole faculty of Salem Stars are at salemnewschannel.com. Go there. Eric is there as well, of course. And if you go to frankspeech.com, you can watch Eric's show every day at 3 o'clock. Thanks for editing that, Chris Himes, for frankspeech.com. 3 o'clock Eastern for that. My goodness, a lot of great stuff happening. Oh, my goodness, as well, we're out of time. Thanksgiving week. We will be back, and enjoy the rest of the show, folks. Bye.
Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.